Hi, Donnie.
Yeah.
Hi, Donnie. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm with the company Local Splash. We're currently assisting you with your marketing. How are you today?
Yeah. I'm good.
Awesome, awesome. Glad to hear that. So, listen, I'm part of the Google Guaranteed Upgrades Department here at Local Splash. And I wanted to share this program with you because you might qualify. Have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed, or have you ever seen it on Google?
No.
Okay. So, you know, currently we're managing your local SEO, right? As well as the Facebook ads and the directory submission. So Google Guaranteed, what it is it's these ads that you'll see, sponsored ads at the very top of the page that have a green check mark next to it that says Google Guaranteed. So what that is a pay-per-lead program that Google created. Now, you pay per lead, but the lead is going to come to you in the form of a phone call. So you're not sharing that lead with anyone.
Okay,
Donnie. Now, for that program, there are requirements because Google puts up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. So it's almost as if Google guarantees your work. Okay? So the requirements are as follows. They want you to have at least 5 Google reviews on your Google business profile. Okay? Which you exceed that. I saw that you had 25. Good job. And then they require a background check. So they go back 7 years. They just want to make sure you don't have felonies. I'm assuming you are completely clean record.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, they also require that you have, it's either the Wisconsin State Dwelling Contractor Certification.
I just knew it 2 weeks ago.
Did you really? Oh, awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And then they do want you to have $250,000 in general liability insurance. Minimum.
I got all that.
Beautiful. Okay. So I'm going to explain to you how it works. With this program, there is an application fee of $250. Now we send you the application. You fill it out. You're going to upload your documents. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Once you get approved, we will notify you because within 3 days, we want to activate the lead. Unless you tell us, activate them now or activate them next month. Okay? So, Donnie, we start you off with the minimum monthly budget just because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start requesting for us to send you more leads. So the minimum monthly budget you're looking at is $1,200. And this is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So the leads are running you $92 a lead. The kicker on it is if someone calls you to do a bathroom remodel, that's completely outside of your services. Google's going to credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified. If they call outside of your service area, and as long as you don't accept the job, it's unqualified. They call to solicitate you to see if you're hiring, unqualified. What's a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate. Google will assign a special tracking number to you, okay, that is linked to your phone. The calls are recorded, which means they have a system set up. They know what's qualified and what's not. However, if we find one that slips through the cracks, we will dispute it. If you only got one lead in the month, what's left over in that $1,200 budget is going to roll over to the next month. So what that means, Donnie, is you're not going to pay $1,200 again. You're paying $92 for the lead that you got the month before because it rolls over.
Nice.
If you need to pause it for whatever reason, you're going on vacation, you're bombarded with work, you call us, you tell us, pause the leads. We pause them. We don't turn it back on until you call us to say, okay, go ahead and unpause them. I'm ready to take on leads. So you have more control. Okay?
Nice.
It allows you to target wherever your insurance and your license covers you. If that was the whole state, you can cover the whole state if you want.
Oh, nice.
I don't recommend it because it puts you out real far, right?
Right.
But I will tell you this, it's one of Google's better products, and you qualify for it.
Nice. Well, yeah, just send everything to me.
Yeah.
I think it sounds amazing.
Okay.
I want to get started right away.
Okay, Donnie. I have the email, Donnie, and then it's at deckovenroofing.com. Did I pronounce it right? I hate when I mess up the name. You're like, no, girl, you pronounced it wrong. Deckoven, right?
Deckoven.
Man, the third time I messed it up. Okay. Deckoven. Okay, got it. So that's the best email for you, right? The one that I have on file here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me do this. Do you have like 5 minutes? I don't want to rush you through it, but I want to make sure I get everything notated correctly. And make sure that I'll make it as painless as possible. Now, the card that's on file, I want to go over that with you because I don't know if that's the card that we're going to charge. It's not going to show me the whole number. It masks all the numbers. All I know is that it's a Visa that ends with 3268.
Yes, that's the card.
Okay. Now, do you remember your security question that we have on file when we call you?
Was it my first car?
No, it's your mother's maiden name.
Louise, right?
Yes, sir. Okay. Remember that security question is always going to help you identify that it's us calling.
Okay.
If they don't give you the security question, disconnect the call. If they refuse to give it to you, disconnect the call. You know it's not local / calling. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to do this right now. Give me 1 second here. Now, when I send you the application, okay, I'm going to process. Is it okay to process the payment now? I have to do it before sending the application while we're on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So when I send you the application, if there's any questions that you have, call me. Let me send you my contact info. You do get text messages on the number we're speaking on, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me send you my contact info just in case, like, if you were stuck on a question, you can call me. How soon do you think you can get that application? How soon do you think you can get it done? Like tonight or tomorrow? Tomorrow?
I haven't done about tomorrow yet.
Beautiful. Why don't I do this? I want to schedule your client interview, but I want to schedule it with our technician for the Google Guarantee to kind of go over it with you and any additional questions. How does your schedule look this week for the client interview? It's literally a 30-minute interview.
Friday will work.
Okay. What time on Friday?
Noon.
Noon? Okay. I'll set you up an appointment. It'll be between 12 and 12:30, the appointment, your time zone, okay? Not ours, because you know we're in Cali, so it's not going to be our time, just like I hope not. Okay, and then I'm just going to, let me just do this here. Like I said, I'll try to get you through this as quickly as possible. When you're filling out your application, okay, very important that when you're filling it out that you're listing it exactly as a business name is on the business license and on your insurance, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you, on the application, it'll give you an example of what paper we need. We don't need all your insurance papers. We just need the one, okay?
The front page. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. You already know what I'm talking about. Okay, perfect. Yeah, because I'm like, I don't need all of them. Okay. Let me just do this here. Give me 1 second. My computer's like super slow. Come on today, guys. Aye, aye, aye. Okay, let's go here. All right, now, when it asks you on the application how many employees do you have, you want to put 0. Because if you put that you got X amount of employees, it's going to want their information and to run their background check. And we don't need that.
Okay.
We only want the person that's doing the bidding and that's collecting payment from the clients, which is you. You know what
I
mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's also going to ask you what areas do you want to target. You could specify the specific areas that you want to target as well. Okay?
Okay.
Whether it's zip code, county, city, It's going to ask you what your minimum monthly budget is. I'm going to also put that on the email. I'm going to send you the application via email. I'm going to also send it via text message as well. Make sure you got my text with my information on it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, just a few more questions that I need to go over with you. So when it comes to the background check, Google's going to use two different companies. One is called Google, actually Pinkerton. The other one's Evident ID. Once we know who it is that's running your background check, we're going to notify you because within 24 hours, you got to respond to it. It's on real time. Otherwise, we got to tell them trigger it again. One of them's going to ask you for the front and back copy of your driver's license because they're verifying it's you, or they might ask, or you could use your passport, your U.S. passport, or your state identification to identify it's you. The other one might ask you put your birth date, your social security number, your name, because they're verifying it's you that they're doing the background check on. Now, once you get approved, okay, they're going to call you and say you've been approved. We're going to activate the leads in 3 days, unless if you tell them, no, I need you to activate it now or activate it next month or whatever. I'm going to notate it on there that they got to talk to you first before activating. Okay?
Okay.
And Google will also let us know at that time, Donnie, if you qualify for what they call max bidding. Max bidding means if you want to pay double or triple the cost of the lead to be closer to the top, you have that availability, but Google has to notify us of that. Okay. Otherwise, you keep it as where it's at. Okay. So let me just send you this application, and then I think that's pretty much all we need. I'm going to have them go over your hours of operation with you as well. And then, let me just take a look real quick on your reviews real fast. And then you also have, like, identification, right? Like, driver's license or something.
Yeah,
I want to say.
I got that.
Okay. You're like, girl, I got all this. I know it probably sounds like, man, she's asking me some silly questions, but I just got to make sure everything's, like, aligned. So the 25 reviews that you're currently showing on your Google business profile, those same reviews are going to show up in the Google Guaranteed. Okay?
Nice.
I'm so excited for you, Donnie. I am so glad I got to speak with you about this. Now, for your client interview on Friday, I'm going to send you an invite. You don't need to do anything with it. If I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to Arely because she's part of our Google Guaranteed team. If I'm not available, listen, she's not going to wait for me. She's just going to call you directly. Okay?
Okay.
But if you have questions, you got my number, call me, and I'm more than happy to help you answer any questions that you have about the application. It's pretty straightforward and simple, I promise you that. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm so excited for you. All right. Well, listen, have a blessed afternoon, okay? And receipt's already been sent to you. All right.
All right.
Thanks, Donnie.
All right.
Bye.